I know most of you are worried about this immigration issue as much as I am. The state built a new bridge onto the island, and we might as well put a digital signboard overhead scrolling day and night. Bring us your huddled masses. Now they're raising the roadbed and building another bridge just westward, probably a drawbridge for the newcomers' boats to pass underneath. There's no guard station, no visa checks, no customs for regulating the flow of goods and contraband. The border is wide open and all those yearning to breathe free are rolling in like radioactive tsunami debris. Homeland Security is nowhere to be seen. It may already be too late. The barn door's been open a bit too long. They come here with their odd customs and cuisines. They live in enclaves with their own kind, and little by little they grow in population until eventually they'll outnumber us. Up north, it's already happening. They got gates and they got walls. They got private streets and private security services. Now it's us who are kept on the outside. Oh, I know what you're thinking. We're all immigrants, really, or maybe you're one of those who figure we need folks to do the chores we wouldn't stoop to doing anymore, but these newcomers aren't working. They're retired. They check their stocks and bonds half the livelong day. They sail in their yachts or vacation in their 40-foot travel trailers. They have no interest in our way of life other than to hire us for yard work or appliance repair or vehicle maintenance. Oh, sure, they're superficially friendly, but use the service entrance, will you? And take your shoes off. We just had the new hardwood floor laid. I'm not saying we should close the bridge. I'm just saying, let's get a quota on these immigrants. One dot-com millionaire a year, maybe, and nobody who has more money than the rest of the South End combined. We got a culture worth preserving here. Let's don't dilute it with cold, hard cash. That's not the South End way.